Watch, reckless LAX baggage handler caught throwing guitars on tarmac. By Amy Furr on March 26, 2026. A baggage handler at Los Angeles International Airport, LAX, is taking heat for the rough manner in which he was caught handling expensive musical instruments. 21-year-old Nick Ruiz filmed the incident on March 16 when he was on his way back to New York. He pulled out his phone when he noticed the handler tossing guitars onto the tarmac at Terminal 4, the New York Post reported Tuesday. The clip shows the handler taking the instruments, which were in their cases, out of a cart and tossing them on the ground. Three of the guitars appeared to be in soft cases, while the others were in hard cases. One of the instruments rolled across the ground as another airport worker walked past the handler. Guitar players and airline operators have always had, even at the best of times, a strained relationship. Flying with electric guitars or acoustic guitars, especially when checked into the hold, is a huge gamble that can often end in broken instruments, Matt Owen wrote Thursday in an article for Guitar World. Indeed, CNN reported in 2013 that a man's $10,000 guitar was severely damaged in a baggage elevator after he asked to be allowed to carry it onto his flight. Social media users were quick to share their outrage regarding the recent incident, one person writing, "If you hate your job, then quit. Don't ruin people's belongings because you're miserable. He should be permanently banned from working at the airport. As a guitarist, this absolutely enrages me. What a puss," another user commented, while someone else said, "I bet he's a drummer." When CBS LA asked travelers what they thought about the clip, they called the airline employee's actions not good, reckless, and shameless. It's unclear which airline the culprit works for, but U.S. carriers are required to accommodate instruments, according to the Post, either as checked baggage, provided they're under 150 inches and 165 pounds, or carry on if they can fit under the seat or in the overhead bins, per the U.S. Department of Transportation.